Hi, thanks for listening to My Two Cents. I'm Tim, and this is episode 30. So this will be 2 days in a row that I'm doing a very quick, short podcast, mostly just to kind of keep in rhythm of doing them. I was up really late today because Joe came back, my other roommate. He was in London for a week and a half, also in the Netherlands and Amsterdam. He did a lot. I think he hooked up with two guys and two women and got his first tattoo and tried a whole bunch of shit, including a new drug that he's never had before, a psychedelic. So, like, yeah, there was a lot for him to tell me about. Oh, and, you know, he was also there for 4 days of a work conference. So, you know, there was the actual reason he was there, too. The dude's a bit insane in the best way. So, yeah, I got to hear all about that, and I'm going to grill him some more when he's not completely wiped out and when I'm, you know, when I have a little bit more time, when I make a little bit more time for that. I think I am pretty much about ready to kick it into high gear winter mode of, sticking to my routine and my schedule, because as much as it's boring, it's odd. It's so freeing. Like, being on a schedule frees up my mind to think about all sorts of stuff, because I can go on autopilot with so many different things. And I noticed that this morning, because I was on a slightly different morning commute. Just the first part of it. Still took the metro train into work, but it just, even that, something, not a big change, but just a little bit, and I don't know, it was different enough to where I noticed it, and I don't know, I think we are all creatures of habit, and I don't like generalizing, but I know that I definitely am a creature of habit, and I usually think of that as either a neutral thing or not necessarily a good thing, because it means I get comfortable, but in this sense, I think it's something I want to exploit, because it's so, what is the word? It's like reassuring and comforting to be on a not strict schedule and routine, but just, you know, I know when I'm going to eat, what I'm going to eat, where I'm going to be, when I'm going to bed, when I'm getting up, what I'm doing. You know, having all of that sorted out just somehow leaves so much more free time to mental time to do whatever. And I've just done a pretty piss-poor job of it so far since I've been in the city. And, you know, I have gone out and done the partying thing, dancing, bars, etc. But that's not really my thing. My thing, I think, is, you know, like, I haven't gone to the art museum once here, and it's my favorite museum. So, you know, shame on me. I'm going to get on that. Or, you know, I really haven't been running around the city, and that's how I get to know a city. So, those little things that I'm not making time for, I think I will absolutely have time for once I'm not up till 3 on the weekends. Even just one night, I mean, it shits on the entire weekend, and then there goes the plan. So, you know, this weekend I'm actually going to be out for Saturday. I have not decided yet if I'm coming back Saturday night or Sunday morning. But I'm actually thinking I might come back Saturday night. I'm visiting my parents. They get a family friend, my confirmation sponsor, Father Jerome, going to visit. That has the potential to be a little weird, because he doesn't know that I am not Catholic anymore. And this is my confirmation sponsor. So, and he's, you know, Catholic priest, too. So that also helps. Now, of course, assuming he finds out or it comes up, he's not going to judge me. He's not, I mean, that's why I picked him as a sponsor. He's a fantastic human being, but it's still, I mean, I'm sure it'll hurt, because, like, this is his calling, and I'm kind of turning my back on it, certainly right now. So, anyway, we'll see how it goes. I think it'll be good. I'm not going to make a stink about it. I'm not going to bring it up unless I get quizzed or something. I mean, my parents and family, they know. But I'm not going to, like, fake it, per se. But if we're praying, I'll join in. So, I'll just kind of be... It's kind of weird. It'll feel like I'm praying to, like, Greek demigods or gods. You know, if I'm asking for the intercession of a different saint. That's what it'll feel like to me. So, you know, not harmful, but certainly not powerful either. Just kind of odd. So, anyway, that is all. I hope you all have a lovely day, week, what have you. Thanks for listening.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.